Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Here's a very interesting order that was just recently issued by Judge Eileen Cannon. Let me get into the order, then let me give you my analysis and its import. Of course, Judge Eileen Cannon is the Trump-appointed judge presiding over the federal criminal case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Donald Trump and co-defendants Waltin Nauta, Donald Trump's valet, and Carlos De Oliveira, who is Donald Trump's maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago. A superseding indictment brought Carlos De Oliveira in as another co-defendant and added additional allegations against the three defendants for conspiring to try to destroy surveillance footage. It also made clear that when Donald Trump showed the classified documents to Mark Meadows ghostwriters back in July of 2021, that those were indeed Iranian war plans, and that that is one of the counts of willful retention of national defense information in addition to obstruction of justice. We'll take a look at the order issued by Judge Eileen Cannon. It's a paperless order, and it says the following: Defendant Carlos De Oliveira is hereby subject to the deadlines, instructions, and findings contained in the court's scheduling order, that's docket number 83, issued on July 21, 2023, and this is signed by Judge Eileen Cannon on August 21st, 2023. It sounds simple enough, but there is a lot of import here. Now, Judge Eileen Cannon has set the trial date in the matter before her for May of 2024. Judge Eileen Cannon originally set it based on the Speedy Trial Act for August of 2023. By law, she had to set it within a certain time frame. We always said that was a placeholder. Then Special Counsel Jack Smith requested a trial date of December of 2023. Donald Trump requested a trial date sometime after the 2024 election, but didn't give any specifics. Judge Eileen Cannon set the trial date for May of 2024. I think what Judge Eileen Cannon has realized, though, right now, is that by her setting it in May of 2024 and creating a legal quagmire on her docket based on the various maneuvers and machinations that she's engaged in here, go back and watch some of the YouTube videos we've done on how Special Counsel Jack Smith has outmaneuvered Judge Eileen Cannon. Because of her moves, Judge Cannon now finds the trial that she will be presiding over in what could be the last in line of all of the other criminal cases against Donald Trump when those other cases go to trial. Look, for example, about what's going on in Washington, D.C., in the federal case there against Donald Trump being prosecuted by Special Counsel Jack Smith for Donald Trump's crimes relating to the 2020 election. There, Special Counsel Jack Smith requested a January 2nd, 2024 trial date. Donald Trump requested an April 2026 trial date, and Judge Tanya Chutkan is scheduled to have a trial-setting conference August 28th, and I think Cannon recognizes, oh crap, Judge Chutkan may go first. Oh crap, the Manhattan District Attorney case can go before as well. That's scheduled for March 25th of 2024. Oh crap, Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. That case, Fani Willis is requesting a March 2nd or March 4th rather, 2024 trial date. Oh crap, that could go first. The E. Jean Carroll next civil defamation case scheduled for January of 2024. A class action against Donald Trump scheduled for January of 2024 for engaging in a multi-level marketing scheme. Oh crap. The New York Attorney General civil fraud case against Donald Trump seeking at least $250 million for Donald Trump's fraudulent valuations and essentially imposing injunctive relief against Donald Trump and his adult children, other than Ivanka, really from conducting business again in the state of New York. That's scheduled for the first week of October in 2023. Oh, crap. So Judge Eileen Cannon, who we know has been willing to violate the law. Heck, she was overturned twice already by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeal back in 2020 for asserting equitable jurisdiction in a matter that no judge in the history of America asserted jurisdiction, where she said, Donald Trump, who appointed me, is special and he should be treated different. And I'm going to assert jurisdiction over a validly executed search warrant at Mar-a-Lago in August of 2022. So we know that she's willing to break the law. We know that she's intellectually not curious and gets things wrong all the time. And we know that she also wants to be the center of attention. And as I've always said before, her corruption, though, is matched by her lack of experience, and that she's not really an intellectually curious judge. That's me putting it nicely. So now I think she's realized that what she's been doing has actually pushed her where she's not the center of attention.
Ben Mycelis here from the Midas Touch Network. You know, my old mattress was very low quality. It would overheat while my fiance and I were laying in it, making for a terrible night's sleep. Then I discovered 8sleep, spelled E-I-G-H-T, sleep. It's been transformative. You know, I didn't get much sleep already because of all the work that I do. And I always see in the comments, Ben, you need to get more rest. Well, with 8sleep, it's given me the rest that I finally need. It's truly been transformative. During the summer, while it's super hot, you know, I'm used to tossing and turning or sweating in the night when I do get some rest, but not with 8sleep. The pod cover by 8sleep is going to keep you cool all night, all the way down to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. So you're going to wake up fully refreshed the way I am right now. The pod cover by 8sleep fits any bed like a fitted sheet. And this pod cover, it's going to improve your sleep automatically by adjusting the temperature on each side of the bed based on your and your partner's individual needs. The first time I slept in an 8sleep and it brought the temperature down was like the greatest feeling I've ever had in my sleep, period. And every night I look forward to 8sleep. I talk about this constantly with my brothers, with friends and family. I say, hey, you got to get this 8sleep thing. It is so, so great. So it definitely gets the Ben Mycelis personal endorsement. I can't say more positive things about this pod cover. It's going to cool you down if you want it to warm you up. And it's based on the phases of your sleep and the environment you're in. It adjusts for you. I love the temperature control and that both me and my fiance can set our side to each of our likings. I wake up feeling refreshed after a great night's sleep, allowing me to start the day off right. It's got great technology too. It's got this app that tracks your sleep. And when you wake up, you get your personalized sleep report. Look, I've never experienced sleep like this before. The pod's cooling technology is a lifesaver this summer. It's incredible. Here's what you got to do. Go to 8sleep.com/Midas, EIGHTSLEEP.com/Midas. Save $150 on the pod cover. It's the best offer you're going to find. Stay cool this summer with 8sleep. It's now shipping within the US, Canada, the UK, select countries in the EU and Australia. That's 8sleep.com, EIGHTSLEEP.com/Midas. You're going to love it.
The Willful Retention of National Defense Information case is now scheduled for May of 2024, and all these other cases may go first. And by the time Donald Trump's case before her goes, its import may not be as important as she wants it to be, where I think she wants to help Donald Trump, because Donald Trump may already be convicted in other matters where he can go to prison for the rest of his life. So I think Judge Eileen Cannon just realized that she's been outmaneuvered by special counsel Jack Smith. And by not altering the dates for Carlos de Oliveira and keeping the dates, she's saying, I'm going to keep the May 2024 trial date and not move and bump that trial date. And I think that's what we're going to see her continue to do, because she wants that case to go to trial before the other ones. Now, I think she'll be doing some chicanery, some scheming as well, because last week we reported how Donald Trump filed a notice before her. And in that notice, Donald Trump was basically being a tattletale and saying, look, Judge Cannon, Jack Smith and his team just filed a motion for trial setting before Judge Chutkan, and their date of jury selection, December 11th, is the same exact date that you, Judge Cannon, gave for your pre-trial motion hearing date. Do something about it. Take appropriate action, Judge Cannon. Protect your trial date. So I think Judge Cannon is trying to figure out what she can do to protect her trial date and have her case go first. And so that's why she's not moving the May 2024 trial date. And so Jack Smith very sophisticatedly put his pieces on the chessboard while Donald Trump was playing weird checkers with Judge Eileen Cannon, where she's now afraid to move the May 2024 trial date. Also, as mentioned, the legal quagmire she's created means that one misstep by her now, and she's set a lot of traps for herself, where special counsel Jack Smith will be able to go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and be like, strike three, overturn her, remove her from the case. Jack Smith has very meticulously put those chess pieces on. He's brought two Garcia motions calling out Trump's lawyers for having unwaivable conflicts of interest representing co-defendants Nauta and De Oliveira, also representing witnesses. I think Jack Smith recognizes that Cannon will make an incorrect ruling there, and then they can go to the 11th Circuit right away there. There's issues about the Section 3 SEPA, Protective Order, Classified Information Protection Act. I think Jack Smith recognizes that Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon, is going to make a mistake there. She already incorrectly said it as a public hearing, then had to retract it as a public hearing and make it an under seal hearing. Also, it seemed that she heard some arguments made by one of Donald Trump's surrogates on Fox about a grand jury still existing in Washington, D.C. not being proper. She asked the parties to brief the propriety of that. She kind of stepped into creating a trap for herself there, because there's absolutely nothing wrong about having a Washington, D.C. grand jury still hear evidence about Donald Trump's crimes. And Jack Smith keeps presenting evidence there. And she, who wants jurisdiction the same way she did in 2022, unlawfully asserting it, has created these issues for herself. Again, that could be an appealable issue by special counsel Jack Smith. And I think Jack Smith is perfectly fine appealing Judge Cannon, even if that means the trial date before her gets pushed back, if the trial dates in the other cases go earlier. And then special counsel Jack Smith just very elegantly and very normally dealt with the situation where if there is any conflict between Judge Chutkan's trial schedule and Judge Cannon's, like jury selection on December 11th, that was proposed by Jack Smith being the same day as a motion hearing before Judge Eileen Cannon, Jack Smith's like, okay, we'll do it another day. We could start jury selection earlier. We could start it later. Sure, we'll move the dates around and we'll adapt as litigants and parties normally do. So you see here in this small minute order, even though it seems fairly basic, right? You have Carlos de Oliveira subject to the same deadlines, instructions, and findings. But to me, what's really going on here behind the scenes is now Cannon wants to keep that May 2024 trial date and hope that she eventually could go first so she could be the center of attention. I still think she wants to help Trump, but I think she's screwed herself and she's recognized that now as well. That's my analysis of this order. And, you know, even though, again, short order, big implications. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Check out MidasTouch.com for all the up-to-date breaking news on everything pro-democracy, MidasTouch.com. Also, wherever you get audio podcasts, subscribe to the Midas Touch podcast and check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. Have an excellent day. Thank you so much.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.